The whole Plaxico Burress giant thing is getting out of hand, and for a few reasons. Number one, there's no guarantee that Plax is getting out of jail in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, apparently how the story started was that a visitor went there, and I know he has another appeal in, based on good time in jail and all that other stuff, that he could get an early release. But the prison system and the courts have not said that he's definitely getting out in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
And then, of course, if he gets out, there's going to be probationary terms, you know?
Sure.
Now, part of that is...
I would sure they'd let him go to work. And
they'd let him
money.
Go to work. That's right. Now, Jerry Reese came out, and I still don't get why. And he's not closed the door on Plaxico maybe one day playing for the Giants again. I would want to think...
I would be shocked if the Mariners put him back on that team.
I would think that the Giants would want to stay as far away from him professionally as possible.
But this is the same team that, you know, supposedly knew what Lawrence Taylor was doing and still let him play.
Right. I mean,
that's Lawrence's words.
Right.
You know, Lawrence basically wrote about that, saying how everybody knew what he was doing and nobody seemed to mind. So, but I still can't imagine that the Mara family or the Tisch family would want Plaxico Burress back on that team.
Right. Now, if you want to be supportive of him personally and make sure the guy lands
on
his
feet. That's a different story.
I certainly support that you have a personal relationship with the guy. And let's be honest, at the end of the day, he didn't commit a crime against another human being. He was just an idiot and shot himself, thank God, right? So from that standpoint, it's not like you're supporting a molester, a rapist, a murderer. So I have no problem supporting the guy, but I think the worst thing the Giants can do is open up Pandora's box and bring him in even for a look.
It'd be a three-ring circus.
100% right. It's just weird to me.
I mean,
I also find, it's funny. At the time I sat on the show as you did, I'm pretty sure, and we advocated him going to jail, right? Both were very steadfast in that.
You got to remember, the Mayor Bloomberg made that, one of his major points of his platform.
That being said, assuming he's been a good guy in the joint, and by all reports, he's done everything that he's supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
I personally, not that anyone gives a rat's ass, I'm sure he doesn't. If you want to let him out in 2 weeks, I got no problem with that.
Let me ask you this question. If he were not Plaxico Burress and nobody were paying attention to this, what would be the case? Would he be out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if the answer is yes, then let him out. If the answer is no, don't let him out. I'm sure you could probably come up with examples on both sides of that.
I'm sure
some guys have been let out a lot earlier, too.
But I would imagine that, Plaxico Burress, from every indication, has been a well-behaved prisoner.
I mean, it's hard not to be. You're basically cordoned off from the rest of the prisoners.
Right.
So you keep to yourself. You get a couple hours a day of gym time where you can work out and whatever, right?
Right.
I'm sure he's got some TV rights and he's allowed to check mail and stuff like that. I mean, to me, the only question would be boredom. Like, I asked someone a question yesterday. Let me see how you'd answer this, right?
Okay.
If I said to you, and no joke, not that you'd be in jail, that I was going to put you in a room 10 foot by 10 foot, all right? No windows to the outside, just a room. No TV, no internet, no phone, no nothing, right?
Kind of sounds like our last studio in a story.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And you're not like with bad people. There's no risk of anything happening to you. And you do have a clean bathroom to go to the bathroom in, okay, whenever you got to go.
Right.
How long do you think you could last inside that room?
It'd drive you crazy.
If I said to you, I'm going to put you in there for 90 days, think you could make it?
You'd have no choice but to make it.
But like... I'm saying to you, do you think
if you're asking me, could I do it under my own volition, saying I'll make a bet and I can do it?
Right.
Or if I went to jail and I had no choice, and
I had
to do it.
I'm saying like
if I had a choice in the matter, no, I wouldn't want to do it.
If I said to you, I'm gonna put cameras up in the walls. It's gonna be a reality show. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna put you in there by yourself, and you get 3 meals a day delivered to you through a crack under the door, the whole bit, right?
Right.
Without the risk of being hurt or beaten up or anything like that. How long do you think, honestly, you could last before going crazy?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. It kind of revolts me.
I don't know that I could go a week. Like, I left Turks and Caicos after 2 days because I was bored.
And that's Turks and Caicos.
And I had a television, an ocean, a pool, my wife, elegant meals, the whole bit, right?
Elegant meals, baby.
That's right. Recco, how long do you think you could last in that kind of setting?
Weeks. No, as you go to Bermuda, in that kind of setting, I think I could last.
Yeah, but I'm not letting you out of the room. That's the key here. You're staying in the room.
Can you read?
I will give you, can you read? I guess you're allowed to read. I'll give you a
book. Is there light, or are you like one of those cubes where they shut the door?
Lights out at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's fine.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be okay.
You think you could go 90 days?
Yeah.
See, I would think, I would think that if you're going to jail, you're resigned to in your mind, you're probably resigned to the fact that you're going to jail, and that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
Suck it up. But if you're asking me, would I want to do it?
I didn't ask if you wanted to. I said if there was, let's say, a $50,000 cash prize, if you make it 90 days.
Heartbeat.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like
to
do that.
90 days.
Mm-hmm. 90 days for 50 grand
in cash.
Just books, a bathroom, and meals?
I give you I will give you one book at a time to read. You got to be in there for 90 days. It's 10 foot by 10 foot, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No windows, no computer, no phone, no TV. I'll give you a book.
But I have a light.
And there's a light in the room, and I'll give you a book to read. And obviously a toilet, you know, clean.
50 grand at the end?
You
no
got
problem.
$50,000. Shower there?
No, there's no shower.
You get a pen and paper?
No.
Maybe a pencil.
Like you can write down your memoirs?
They have to light a shower. And it's
no shower.
Well, then we're out.
Why?
I could live with myself. It'd stink. No good.
So you're saying no now?
But any prisoner gets the right to take a shower, even if you get hosed down.
I'll give you a weekly shower.
How about bi-weekly? Weekly's no good.
You want twice a week?
I'll
give you a shower twice a week. You think you can make it 90 days?
It'd be hard. I could, though.
Hey, do me a favor. I'll call my buddies at Spike. Tell them I want to produce a reality show. Solitary. Take regular people, put them in solitary for 90 days.
Good idea.
You make it for 90 days, I'll give you $50,000 cash.
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
That'd be great?
Television, yeah.
I think what would happen to the average human after about 10 days would be fascinating television, because I think you'd start going crazy.
And you want to ruin people.
Well, I mean, if that's the byproduct of me becoming a multimillionaire, that's what has to happen.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Carton Productions presents Solitary.
I like it. I like it.
Sure. Hey, Al. Call Niels over at Spike.
Get him on the phone.
And then get my agent on a conference call. Tell me we have to set that up, right?
Do they get a bailout button if they just start going?
Yeah, if you want out, you can push the button, but you get nothing. That's exactly right. Boomer, how long do you think you can make it, honestly? You think you can make it 90 days?
No, I don't think I can.
I didn't say you want to. I said, could you?
I can't. No.
In that setting,
I couldn't make it
reality
2 days.
TV?
No,
I think you sleep the first day.
I'm not doing a reality TV show.
Why, you do Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Why is that
reality TV?
You know why? Because that would show the kind of talent that I have.
Would you
and
do
you're dancing with like a beautiful woman.
I'm not going to do Survivor. The Jimmy Johnson's doing Survivor.
I understand.
Yeah. Don't you think they picked the wrong cowboy since it's in Nicaragua? Isn't that like the cocaine capital of the world? Don't you think Michael Irvin should have been the cowboy they chose for?
Okay.
No?